22 years ago, Planet Fitness was started by a man named Mike Grondahl. Now, to his credit, his business plan was brilliant. Instead of focusing on Roger Roy, instead of focusing on people with the initials HGH, Mike Grondahl, he focused on first-time gym members. He focused on people who weren't really committed to working out. It's absolutely brilliant when you think about it. Roger Roy and Harry Growth Hormone, they are going to be in your gym two, maybe three times a day. They are slamming and breaking your weights. Their unnatural bodies are tearing down your equipment. These guys are expensive customers. They are hardly worth their monthly membership. Instead of focusing on them, Mike Grondahl, he focused on, well, guys like me. Someone who signs up for a gym membership on January 1st. By January 2nd, he has forgotten that he signed up for a monthly membership at the gym. By the time he realizes he's been paying monthly dues, Planet Fitness has collected hundreds of dollars from him. Now, I have never stepped inside of a Planet Fitness in my life. I can think of 1,000 better ways to use my money besides giving it to some doofus in exchange for giving me unlimited access to his germ-infested exercise equipment. I can get plenty of exercise swimming in the pool in my backyard. I don't need to pay you $10 a month to have access to the community pisser. But according to the New York Post, there is a message written on the wall of Planet Fitness locations across America. The message reads, "Judgment-free zone." Yeah. Unfortunately for most people, that message does not apply to you. If you're an identifier, Planet Fitness is definitely a judgment-free zone. If your birth name is Michael, but you have decided to identify as Miranda, and you want to trim your Fu Manchu in the women's locker room at Planet Fitness, it's a judgment-free zone. But if your name is Patricia Silva, and you're not comfortable sharing a dressing room with Miranda with a mustache, you will be judged harshly by Planet Fitness. Patricia Silva is a 67-year-old woman from Fairbanks, Alaska. Well, KC, what the hell's a 67-year-old woman doing at Planet Fitness? Yeah, I have the same question. I thought, well, I don't want to say older. Patricia, see, seems like a lovely woman. Let's just go with more experienced. I thought women with nearly 7 decades of life experience, I thought they got their exercise at 5 or 6 in the morning doing laps around the mall. I guess malls have become too dangerous, even at 6 in the morning, for retired women to meet up and walk laps. Perhaps Patricia Silva thought exercising on the treadmill at Planet Fitness would be a safer alternative. If that was her thinking, Patty thought wrong. Last month, Patty Silva finished her workout at Planet Fitness, went to the ladies' locker room. Initially, she thought maybe she had entered the wrong locker room. When Patty walked in, she noticed someone with a biological cucumber trimming the bush. To make matters worse, they were grooming themselves in the presence of a young girl. Patty Silva, she got on social media to recount her experience. Watch for yourself.
I just came out of Planet Fitness. And there is a man shaving in a women's bathroom. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman. But I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom.
First of all, Patty Silva, you look great for being almost 70 years old. To hell with doing laps around the dangerous mall. You keep using those treadmills. It's definitely working for you. Patty Silva, though, she took pictures of the birthing person who was practicing the art of personal hygiene in the women's locker room in front of a young girl. Now, it's unclear whether Patricia Silva notified management at Planet Fitness or they came across the story due to the outrage the incident caused on social media. Either way, management at Planet Fitness, they were aware of the situation. Now, if you're the manager or the franchise owner of this Planet Fitness, how are you handling this situation? Maybe you're a sympathetic manager. Maybe you're concerned with feelings. Perhaps you tell the offender, "You stop doing that right now!" If I'm the owner of this Planet Fitness and I find out that a biological dude is pruning his plumbing in the women's locker room, I'm asking him to get the hell out of there. You're not allowed back in the facility. Well, what if I change my identity? What if I go back to being Michael instead of Miranda? I don't care if you identify as a dumb bell. Your dumb ass ain't allowed back in the women's locker room. Maybe you give the offender a warning. Clearly, there is some gender confusion going on here. Maybe you politely explain to them, this is the men's locker room, this is the women's locker room. If you have male parts, you are required to use the men's locker room. Of all the potential outcomes to the situation, most reasonable people are not going to revoke the membership of Patty Silva for reporting the incident. Yet, for some reason, that is exactly what Planet Fitness did. They didn't revoke the membership of the pretender, they revoked the membership of Patty Silva. According to a spokesperson from Planet Fitness, Patricia Silva, she was convicted of violating the woke commandments. Now, this is no bullshit. I am not making this up. According to Planet Fitness, Mrs. Silva violated our judgment-free rules. As the home of the judgment-free zone, Planet Fitness is committed to creating an inclusive environment. Inclusive environment? Inclusive to who? Obviously, Patty Silva didn't feel very inclusive in the women's locker room. I just showed you the video. Did Patricia Silva seem like she was judgmental to you? If anything, she seemed to be more than understanding. According to the policy at Planet Fitness, members are allowed to use the locker rooms of the gender they choose to identify with. Meaning, if I walk into Planet Fitness looking exactly like I am right now, and I choose to identify as Beauty from Beauty and the Beast, I am well within my rights to share a locker room with the biological beauties that are in there. This situation with Patty Silva, this happened 4 weeks ago. Initially, Planet Fitness received immense backlash from normal people. Their stock price dropped 12%. They were threatened with boycotts on social media. Now, it didn't reach the same level as Bud Light, but there was significant backlash towards Planet Fitness. Now, you would think, this would open the eyes of upper management. Not at Planet Fitness, though. No! They're not worried about canceled memberships. From what I read in an article in Yahoo Finance, it is damn near impossible to cancel your membership with Planet Fitness. The article stated one of the only ways to have your membership canceled is to violate company policy, meaning, if you want your membership canceled at Planet Fitness, one of the best ways to do it is to take a picture of a cucumber in the women's locker room. Post that picture on social media and your membership is immediately canceled. After a few days, though, this story with Planet Fitness lost steam. The stock price rebounded. Everything went back to rainbows and cucumbers at the gym. But then, a man named Christopher Miller put Planet Fitness right back into the spotlight. Well, KC, how do you know Christopher Miller is a man? Luckily for me, I had the assistance of a biologist at the Gaston County, North Carolina jail. At least, I would assume they have a biologist on staff there. Because according to his booking information, Christopher Miller checked male when asked for his gender. Last Thursday, Mr. Miller, he was using the amenities at Planet Fitness. Once he was finished with the 5-pound weights, he walked into the women's locker room where he proceeded to remove his clothes. A female patron at Planet Fitness, she called 911. Maybe she was aware of what happened with Patricia Silva and didn't want to take any chances here. Instead of leaving the decision with management at Planet Fitness to figure out what to do, this lady decided to call the cops. Now, according to the 911 call, Christopher Miller, he was walking around the women's locker room with his plumbing on full display. He was telling women in the locker room, "Don't worry, ladies, I'm female too." Then what's that down there? "Oh, don't worry, it's just my cane." According to police in North Carolina, Christopher Miller approached a woman in the locker room, asked her to assist him with lotion, and then offered to take a shower together. What is Planet Fitness doing about it? So far, it seems like they're not doing a damn thing. My question is, how come this isn't one of the biggest stories in the mainstream media? Remember the boycott of Bud Light last year? That was one of the leading stories in the media for months. It has been a full year. Bud Light still hasn't recovered. This situation with Planet Fitness, it'll probably be forgotten by tomorrow. There is a reason the boycott of Bud Light lasted so long. I told you guys this several times last year. The reason Bud Light lasted so long, the boycott was being led by men. For the first time, the transgender movement directly impacted men. They were pissed off when they saw Dylan Mulvaney endorsing Bud Light. Now, for the most part, this movement only affects women. What kind of country are we living in when women can't even go to the gym? I'm not familiar with the rules at Planet Fitness or any gym for that matter, but I would assume gyms are open to all ages. Doesn't matter if you're 50 or 15, I would assume that anyone can get a membership at the gym or Planet Fitness. Now, why would anyone allow their daughters to join Planet Fitness? You can't trust them. Planet Fitness, they released a statement to the New York Post claiming the safety of our members is our top priority. Oh, yeah? Because it's your own policy that is putting your members at risk. There has been this ongoing debate on social media all week about biological men being allowed to play women's college basketball. I saw a stat the other day. Of all the college athletes in America, just 0.00006% are transgender. The person pushing that stat was saying, "I don't understand why conservative men are making a big deal over this. Transgender athletes are 0.00006% of all college athletes." Yeah, that's interesting because I keep wondering why women are being forced to adjust, why women are being forced to comply. I keep wondering why women are losing athletic opportunities so 0.00006% of athletes can compete against the gender they choose to identify with. Have you ever noticed this is not a problem in men's sports? I have yet to see the female athlete choosing to identify as male trying to compete against the men. I wonder why. But give me your thoughts on this. Planet Fitness allows biological men to use the women's locker room. From what I understand, it's difficult to cancel your membership with Planet Fitness, and maybe that's why there hasn't really been a boycott. Anyone a member of Planet Fitness? If so, is it hard to cancel your membership? Should there be a boycott of Planet Fitness at the same level that we saw last year with Bud Light? In my opinion, Planet Fitness is worse than Bud Light. Bud Light, that was just a commercial. What's going on with Planet Fitness, that is affecting women, but you let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.